T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're playing this for you, George Allen. The former governor of Virginia is back with us at kind of an odd time. We've juggled our schedule a little bit. For those of you who don't listen to the 9 o'clock hour, for the last several weeks, former governor of Virginia, George Allen, you know, of legendary Redskins fame, that's the other claim to fame for this guy, he has been kind enough to join us along with Gary Hess, and the governor and Gary give their very, very well-informed, smart picks for the upcoming NFL games, and then I, who am not well-informed and don't know anything about it, flip a coin, and so far I've been beating the governor. I haven't beaten Gary yet, but I've been beating the governor.
However, not anymore.
Now I'm. Oh, really? The Redskins win.
Can I give the report card real quick?
Yeah, do it.
So last week, the governor, 4-0, baby.
Are you there?
That's great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, congratulations. That's 2 games so far out of 11.
That's right. So you're 4-0 last week.
And did you once in a while pick the Redskins?
And I think the governor joined Dwayne Haskins.
It is great to win. And my father would always say, every time you win, you're reborn.
That's
and
right.
When you lose, you die a little.
Did you celebrate by running over to the stands and taking selfies with fans?
Week. And by the way, listening to a news report on John Deere and uncertainty about trade, we've talked in the past weeks on the importance of passing the U.S.-Mexico Canada trade agreement. And for Virginia, Canada is by far our number one trading export country, and Mexico is number two. And so Congress, instead of dawdling on a lot of other things, they've had that for well over a year, and they ought to pass that USMCA for American manufacturing workers and farmers, especially. We export so much of what we produce in this country. And so that John Deere report just fortifies the evidence of why trade is really important, because uncertainty on it is what's holding back the market and business investment somewhat. Otherwise, everyone's really happy about low taxes and low regulations and productive energy policies.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm hoping that people are paying attention to this in Congress. And I know everybody's obsessed with the impeachment stuff, but they'll get focused on what will actually benefit the workers, the rank and file folks who get up and go to work and want to, you know, at the end of the year, be in a better place with them and their families.
Yeah, you know, John, our American workers, whether they're manufacturers, farmers, ranchers, they can outcompete anyone in the world. As long as they're on a level playing field, we can make things, grow things better. Of better quality here in the United States. And that's why that the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada is important. And they ought to turn this trade war with Canada, with China, into an enforceable trade agreement, because you and I both know China has been cheating for a long time.
You've been talking about that for 20 years. No question about it. All right, well, I don't want our time to get away, and I thank you for being flexible to come on. Maybe this is a bigger audience that will be excited to hear from you. I mean, you're so beloved by so many people in Virginia, especially our audience. I'm glad you're here.
And then Thanksgiving week, everyone remember the first Thanksgiving, English Thanksgiving in the Western Hemisphere.
That's
was
right
here in Virginia in 1619. And on December 4th, it's actually going to be commemorated. That was the first Thanksgiving, a full year before those pilgrims landed in what is presently Massachusetts.
It is important for us to note that. You're right.
It is absolutely important. Governor, congratulations on that 4-0 week. Did you go take selfies with fans after you won?
No, I shot some bottle rockets off, though.
There you go. So Governor's 4-0. I went 2-2, and the coin went 1-3. And because of that, the governor vaults past the coin. He's now 30-19, while the coin is now 29-20. I'm still out front 36-13. There you go.
Yeah, you're the expert. You got the bragging rights.
Well, I don't pick. I know better than to pick the Redskins. That's the only difference, Governor.
Yeah, that's true. That is the difference.
Okay, well, let's start with the, you know, we don't have, we're not going to talk about the Thanksgiving Day games. I don't think we have time, but the top matchup.
Let's go through them fast if we can.
Okay, so, let's go fast. Thanksgiving, Chicago at Detroit.
I'm going to go whatever's opposite of you.
Well, no, you can't do that. Okay, I'm going with Chicago because Detroit's likely to be playing its third-string quarterback.
Okay, I'm going to go with Detroit then.
Okay.
Tails.
Tails, so that is Chicago.
No, right.
Right, because Detroit always hosts on Thanksgiving.
Yep,
Buffalo at Dallas. You're going to make me pick first for every game this week?
No, just that one. Dallas. Dallas okay, at home is a great advantage.
I got Dallas also.
Tails.
He's got Buffalo. Oh, New Orleans at Atlanta. I'll go
New
first.
Orleans.
Okay, yeah, me.
New Orleans.
After they lost at home to Atlanta, there's no way they're losing to them this time.
Yep.
Heads.
Heads. So he goes with Atlanta. Okay, the top matchup, and boy, what a game. 10-1 San Francisco going to 9-2 Baltimore.
Baltimore is hot as can be, and I'm going to go with Baltimore.
I am too. Ravens at home, and as hot as they are, got to go with that.
Tails.
Tails. He goes with the Niners. Mm. The New England Patriots on Sunday night have traveled to Houston to face the Texans. What you got?
I'm going to go for an upset here. I'm going to go with Houston.
I'm going to stick with the Patriots. I think their defense is the difference.
Tails.
Tails. So he goes with New England as well. Governor, defense travels, my friend. Defense travels. Monday Night Football, Minnesota at Seattle. Great game here.
Yeah, another good game. I'm going to go with Seattle. That's a good home field advantage there.
Me too. They call it the 12th man. They don't call it that for nothing. Seattle.
They stole that. They stole that from Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, I know.
Tails.
Tails. Okay, Minnesota it is. And then the Redskins traveling to Carolina. I think I know where the governor's going.
I'm going with my family in hopes and prayers that the Redskins can somehow win two in a row.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Of course you are.
Heads.
Heads. And so you're going.
So is John.
John's going. With...
Oh, that, I think that coin is biased.
Well, there we go. Governor, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all and all your great listeners. We have a lot to be thankful for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.